USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House dismissing internal polling that reportedly finds President Trump lagging in some key states against former VP Joe Biden. Talking with reporters a short time ago, Press Chief Sarah Sanders said polls in the 2016 election were wrong and they could likely be wrong again. She argued President Trump's in a very strong position heading into the 2020 campaign. Both Trump and Biden are in Iowa today. Sanders was also defending President Trump's moves when it comes to the southern border, including the new deal reached with Mexico.
The border is being completely overrun, and we have to see something dramatically change, and we're hopeful that we're taking the right steps to make that happen.
The latest shark attack off the coast of Ocean Isle Beach in North Carolina yesterday afternoon leaves a teenage surfer seriously injured. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America's Catholic bishops are under a lot of pressure to deal with sexual abuse by priests as the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops meeting opens today. The three-day meeting in Baltimore is under a cloud this year because the group's current president, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Texas, is accused of not doing enough to stop a priest in his own diocese who was accused of abuse. DiNardo is also accused of being slow to respond to a report of a relationship between a priest and a female parishioner. Questions surrounding the crash of a helicopter onto a skyscraper roof in Midtown Manhattan yesterday. Bill de Blasio, New York's mayor, says the pilot was flying in a restricted area because it's not far from Trump Tower.
To go into that area, a helicopter would need the approval of LaGuardia Tower.
The chopper crashing onto the roof of the building on 7th Avenue in Midtown, killing the pilot on impact. He had just dropped off a passenger at a heliport when the chopper went down at about 2 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest now on the U.S. jobs market. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
U.S. employers hiring the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged, evidence that the job market remains solid. The Labor Department's Monday report showing businesses filled 5.9 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than in March, and the most since records began. On Friday, the government said employers added a week 75,000 jobs in May after 224,000 were added in April. But those monthly figures are net totals, while the 5.9 million is a total count of all hiring.
The Mexico tariff deal sparks a positive bump on Wall Street. In fact, stocks up for a sixth trading session in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 79 points to close at 26,062, the NASDAQ up 81 points, and the S&P 500 up 13 points. And you have to be wealthy and healthy to visit a bed and breakfast in space.
How would you like to visit the International Space Station? Well, a select few who have the money may be able to do it as soon as next year. A round-trip ticket expected to cost around $58 million, and accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. Only two visitors will be allowed per year, and they have to meet the same medical standards, training, and certification procedures as regular crew members. I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.